This is the Hook'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour. Now here's your host, Daniel Olimon.
Good morning, Northern Colorado. It's time for the Hook 'em, Bait and Tackle Power Hour. I want to welcome you to Northern Colorado's only fishing and hunting show. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Olimon. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the Oz behind the curtain. Thank you for spending this beautiful Saturday morning with us. I want to thank God for blessing me and you with another day. Amen and amen. I want to take this moment again to thank last week's guest. It was a great show with a lot of great information. Be sure to check out the podcast on 1310kfka.com under the weekend tab. Thanks to Derek Campbell with Kickin' Bass TV and owner of Kickin' Bass Custom Baits. This crazed angler is a bounty hunter by trade, but he is also one heck of an angler, and he has one of the hottest shows on YouTube TV, Kickin' Bass TV. Be sure to order the new soft plastics that were designed by Derek. They're awesome. A huge thank you to Brad Peterson with NoCo Fishing News and one of the best fishing guides in Northern Colorado. The knowledge this man has is invaluable. Thank you, Brad, for coming on. The goal of NoCo Fishing News is to provide current information about the fishing in Northern Colorado to help anglers improve their chance of success. Remember, folks, NoCo Fishing News is a reader-supported publication. To receive new posts and support the work of Brad, consider becoming a paid member. And it was fun catching up with our friend of the show, Mr. Frank Villa. Frank and his son, Josh, run Outdoor Colorado. This father and son duo, I'm telling you what, not only risk their lives as firefighters, but they also give up a lot of their own time to bless a child with an amazing outdoor experience. An experience that these kids may not have otherwise had hadn't it been for Outdoor Colorado. This organization does so much for our youth and our community, and because of that, I want to bless their socks off. So make sure to donate to them. Go to OutdoorColorado2020.com and hit the Donate tab. Don't forget to catch me on Preps Rewind on Saturday mornings as well from 10 to 11 a.m. right here on 103.1 and 1310 KFK. I'm very blessed and excited to host this amazing show and to get you all caught up on all the Preps action in and around Northern Colorado. You know, we couldn't do this amazing show right now without our amazing sponsors. Bessler Homes has been part of Northern Colorado for over 55 years. He's amazing sponsors. Thank you for sponsoring me. Explore their communities throughout Northern Colorado for yourself with sales centers and model homes located in Fort Lupton and Johnstown. Call Bessler Homes today at 970-573-7033. Bessler Homes, building the most valuable homes in Northern Colorado. Thanks to Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic. Call them today and schedule your appointment. 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Talk about a brand you can trust. AMCO Transmission and Total Car Care will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Call AMCO Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. And if you're in Loveland, call them at 970-667-3006. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Carol Excavation and Repair. Again, this man came out to my home, saved my life this week. Thank you, Carol Excavation and Repair. Whether it's for a small project or an expansive one, Carol Excavation and Repair are prepared to help you with all your excavation needs. Call them today at 970-656-3405. That's 970-656-3405. And if you're in the market for a custom hat, you got to look no further than Sick Lids. With more than 10 years experience in the industry, give Sick Lids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs. 970-371-2069. Your vision, their passion. Last but not least, Dr. James Kennedy with Kennedy Dental. Dr. Kennedy is the leading visionary in dental care. Call his office today to make an appointment at 970-454-3341. That's 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Thank you, Dr. Kennedy, for all your support. I pray abundance of blessings over all my sponsors. You know, we have a great show for you today. Joining us in our second segment is Randy Cura, star of Let's Go Fishing on YouTube TV. There's a whole fishing culture in Colorado that is growing, and I love having them on because their personalities and their love for the sport is so infectious, and I want nothing more than to spread their love. Can't wait to talk to Randy. And then joining us on the Bessler Homes Hotline is, actually he's not joining us on the hotline. He's coming in studio, is Mr. Jim Perkins with Burris Optics. Burris Optics, known for pushing optics forward with products like the Eliminator Rifle Scope, the Oracle Bow Sight. They introduced a revolutionary rifle optic, the new Verocity PH4. We're going to talk to him about that. He's going to bring it in. I can't wait to see it. And then we'll round out the show with Emmett Haug, the owner of Lumpy's Leadheads from Lincoln, Kansas, in the city they call Lincoln, Kansas, the city the size of a dime with the heart of a dollar. Emmett Hogg creates some of the best jig heads and zipper minnow colors I've ever seen. We're going to talk to him. I can't wait to talk to him. You know, right now, CPW, which is Colorado Parks and Wildlife, provides some updates on wildlife spawning operation. And this information that I'm going to go read right now regarding dates is subject to change based on condition. So that's what we're going to do right now. We're going to talk about CPW and their walleye spawning operation. The walleye spawning operation is scheduled to start March 18th at Cherry Creek. Cherry Creek Dam is closed to all fishing until spawning operations have been completed for the year. CPW is not planning to do any spawning operations at Chatfield, and the dam closure will not be enforced in 2023, which is great news. Remember, when fishing during walleye spawn, to practice selective harvest. Although CPW is not spawning Chatfield this spring, the large females will play an important role for the future spawning operation. The large females are key to collecting enough eggs to produce the fry and the fingerlings that get stocked into all the walleye lakes of Colorado. So please remember that. It also takes a long time for a fish to get big, and letting them go provides the opportunity for others to enjoy the fish over time. So remember, if those large females, you get them, just kiss them on top of the head, Micah. That's what we do. We kiss them on top of the head, and we release them. Brad Peterson, the chief editor of NOCO Fishing News, has some great FPL fishing tips for the spring shore fishing. I'll go over those real quick. You know, while waiting for boat ramps to open, the best opportunity to break out long rods is going to be from shore. Here are some tips to help you catch a few more fish from shore this spring. Thank you, Brad, for this definitely great information. Longer rods will help you cast further, which can be a big benefit when fishing from shore. He prefers a 6'6" or an 8-foot rod from shore. When fishing a jerkbait on braided main line, it's good to use a leader of mono or fluoro to avoid the lure tangling up in the braid, which is great information. Leader length may vary. Anything longer than 2 inches will work. Remember that mono will flow and fluoro will sink. This will change the buoyancy of the jerkbait. So listen, look for service activity in the aftermath and the key into areas with trout and bluegill. Brad, man, you got some great information. I thank you very, very much for providing this information to NOCO Colorado. Like I said, folks, the goal of NOCO Fishing News is to provide current information about fishing in northern Colorado and to help anglers improve their chance of success. So remember, subscribe to Brad's page. He does an amazing job giving us great information. Remember, folks, Fishing News is a reader-supported publication. To receive new post and support to work support the work of Brad, consider becoming a paid prescriber. Coming up next on HBTP Power Hour is Randy Cura with Let's Go Fishing. He is a pro staffer with the Guard Dog Automatic Fish Hooker and Tactical Fishing Gear. Keep that line tight. We'll be right back. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to HBT Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. We are live in the Yellow Fiber Studios. Micah's got the tracks. Thank you, Micah, for the great music. You know, if you're in the market for custom hats or a custom logo, graphic design, or first-class embroidery, look no further than Cichlids. Felix Miro is one of Northern Colorado's premier designers. His work is done with the utmost attention to detail. With more than 10 years' experience in the industry, Cichlids have the skills you love. Their unique work for your uniqueness. Give Cichlids a call for all your custom hats and clothing apparel needs. 970-371-2069. Your vision, their passion. Joining us on the Bessler Homes Hotline is Randy Cura, star of Let's Go Fishing on YouTube TV, and he's a pro staffer with Guard Dog Automatic Fish Hooker and Tactical Fishing Gear. Randy, how are you doing this morning?
Very good, sir.
Man, it's so nice to meet you, bud. I've seen you on Facebook. I followed you. I know you work a lot with Seven, and so I'm excited to meet you, man. Welcome to the show.
I appreciate it. Great to be here.
Yes, I know ice fishing is on its way out, but explain the Guard Dog Pro Auto Fish Hooker.
Well, this is a product that I stumbled across, actually, on Facebook when I first saw. His name is Monty. He created the Guard Dog, and it's basically a jaw jacker for the bank. So it uses the recoil of your pole to set the hook when the fish takes the line.
So it doesn't have to be used for ice fishing?
Nope. It was actually designed for a bank and off the boat and off the dock, but I converted it for ice fishing. But it actually was designed to work non-ice fishing.
Man, that is so awesome, bro. I've seen the jaw jackers like for ice fishing, but I've never seen one for bank fishing.
Exactly, and that was the point, is I wanted to find a way to use the Guard Dog year-round. So I was using it all during the spring and summer, and I was catching some of my personal best fish off it. And once you get it set up right, it works great on the ice as well.
Man, that's awesome, bro. I love that, man. That's, you see the ingenuity about fishing, man. That's awesome. The other thing is the Easy Catch auto jig. Now, I'm going to give you a quick story real quick before you tell this, Randy, okay? My father-in-law, when we first started ice fishing, he built an auto jig out of a windshield wiper motor. And we had the arm, and we had the 12-volt battery. And obviously, you know, going ice fishing, you got to lug everything out there. So we had it on a windshield wiper motor, and we had, you know, I mean, he rigged it up. It was awesome what he did. But we're talking about an auto jig right here that can fit in your pocket.
Yeah, I mean, I've just started this product, and I wish I had more time with it before the season ended. But it's very transportable, portable. It's self-contained. The battery, we fished for like 7-8 hours, and it wasn't slowing down at all. The nice thing about this, it works with a dead stick. It works with tip-ups. And there's other ways to configure it. I'm playing with it right now in my jaw jacker. But basically, it's fully programmable. So you can set how long you want it to jig, how quick you want it to jig, and how long you want it to pause.
And what is the price for that?
Right now it's on Amazon for $45.
That is awesome, man. That's a great price.
Yeah, I mean, people were talking about it. I actually paid, I believe, like $129 for the jaw jacker jigging stand. And it's, of course, proprietary for the jaw jacker, whereas this can work on tip-ups and dead sticks. So for the price, it's fully self-contained, made in the USA. So I think it's great money for the value of what you're getting.
And are you fishing right now?
You know what? We were fishing. We were fishing all day, and I tried everything. I drank green beer. I wore green colors, and just wasn't in the cards today. Did a lot of fishing, no catching, but we had a good time out there. The temperatures were above freezing. There was no wind and the sun was out, so that's always a good day.
Always a good day, man. Always a good day fishing. It doesn't matter if you catch fish. It's just always a good day fishing. What other products are you testing right now? Are you testing any other products out there?
You know, I'm also a pro staff with a Tactical Fishing Gear, and they're a Canadian company that specializes. What I've been using them for is their ice fishing gear. And once again, I had a little chance to use their products before the season started to wind down. If I lived closer up to the mountains, that would have been nice because I could still be trying it out. But
right.
The Guard Dog's my main product. I've been using that from day one, and it's one of those products that I reached out to them and say, hey, this fits the style of fishing I love to do. How can I get on board?
And I see some of the pictures that you're having. I saw a picture posted on March 7th. Was it the Guard Dog Pro that caught that? Was it a koi?
Oh, the largest, it was a 42-inch, 36-pound grass carp.
Oh, my God, that thing is huge. Yep. That looks like a koi fish.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a carp relative, and that was caught off the Guard Dog. I was actually doing a YouTube episode filming other guys when it went off, and that's the beauty of the Guard Dog. You can set it and forget it. So once, you know, we finally noticed that it was bending.
Uh-huh. Right.
It had already set the fish for me, so I just ran over there and caught my personal best. So that was kind of fun.
That was awesome, bro. That's a great fish. What is I guess I didn't hear you. Maybe I didn't get it. What was the price point on the Guard Dog Pro?
Guard Dog Pro is $19.95 delivered. So you can go on guarddogproducts.com. You can get it there for $19.95 delivered. If you use check out code Let's Go Fishing with Randy, you'll get an additional 5% off.
Man, that $19. Did I hear you right?
Yes, sir, $19.95. under 20
Folks,
bucks.
Go, man. I'm telling you, you're going to want to get this, man, especially if you don't have to just use it for ice fishing. You can use it from the shore, especially right now with walleye. I mean, the ice is breaking. There's some open spots. I mean, it'd be a perfect one to use. I think it's probably a good unit to use when you're taking kids out as well.
Oh, absolutely. We use it for kids. We use it for folks that are maybe physically disabled, not able to set the hook right away. It works great for that. If you're new to fishing, it works awesome. I put one of them into the hands of Seven. You're talking about Seven, so hopefully he has some success with it.
Oh, you got Seven one. That's awesome, man.
Yep, everybody that sees it in action. In fact, even though we didn't catch anything today from the bank, people walking by going, what is that setup?
I would too.
It looks like a jaw jacker for the bank, and I'm like, that's exactly what it is.
That's exactly what it is, man. I'm gonna go order me one today, buddy. I'm definitely going to get me one, man.
Tell me how you like it.
Yes, I will definitely. We definitely got to get some fishing, and Mike Romero, Seven, you. I mean, we all got to get together and go fishing. I've had them all on my show, and I want to meet them live. That's my goal, is to meet you guys live and go out fishing with you sometime.
That sounds fantastic.
Is ice fishing your favorite time of year to fish?
No, it's actually just in the due to fill the time until I get back to open water, be honest.
Open water is your... Do you do any fishing tournaments?
No, you know, we just do it for fun. We started the YouTube channel for fun, and it just started taking off. And the best part of the channel for me is to meet new people and fish with different people. We're not trying to be, trying to make competitive videos or anything like that to anyone else. We just like to have fun and meet people.
And that's the biggest thing. That's what I love about fishing in the sport. You can go out there and talk to just other fishermen and meet new people. And that's the beauty of the sport. Anybody can do it. And you go out there and you just have fun. That's the great. I want you to continue to do what you're doing. Tell our masturbators how they can watch Let's Go Fishing.
Let's Go Fishing is, you can find it on YouTube. You can either search Randy Kura Fishing or Let's Go Fishing with Randy. You'll see my logo. It's the C from the Colorado flag with a fish in front of it. You can't miss it.
Yep. I'm looking at it right now, Randy. Man, you can follow him on TikTok, like you said, at Randy Kura. One word, right? Did I say your last name right, Kura?
That's correct.
All right. And then on Instagram at Let's Go Fishing with Randy. Randy, man, thank you very much for coming on. Thank you for being a great and amazing ambassador for fishing, bud. Please continue to do what you do.
My pleasure, Daniel. Thanks for having me.
I'll be calling you back, brother. We'll get together. Thank you, Randy.
Take care.
All right, buddy. You know, speaking of a local brand you can trust, Don Scott, Dave Martin, and Lance Pickett have been operating Amco of Loveland and Amco Fort Collins for over 39 years. You can trust that your local Amco center, Don Scott and crew, will provide you with expert repair and service for all your automotive needs. Not sure what your vehicle needs? Start by calling Amco Fort Collins at 970-226-4477. That's 970-226-4477. Or if you live in Loveland, call Amco of Loveland at 970-667-3006 to schedule a free, yes, I said free, vehicle courtesy check. Thank you, Don and crew, for all your support. Keep that line tight and don't touch that dial. We'll be back with Jim Perkins, National Sales Manager with Burris Optics. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. He is Micah Kilpatrick, the guy, the Oz behind the curtain in this great music this Saturday morning. You know, coaching up in Titletown, our athletes rely heavily on our healthcare providers to get them back to their peak performance. And there is no one better to do that than Dr. April Sparpana and Dr. Joseph Anderle with Grandview Family Chiropractic. They have a heavy focus on their athletes for injury, recovery, prevention, and to boost the athlete's performance. And we love nothing better than teaming up with one of the best chiropractic clinics in the area, located in beautiful Eaton, Colorado. Call Grandview Family Chiropractic at 970-454-3875. Get well, stay well, live well. Joining us in studio is my friend, Mr. Jim Perkins, National Sales Manager for Burris Optics. Jim, welcome back and welcome in studio, man.
Thank you. Good to see you, brother.
Good to have you back, man. Yeah. Give us a little bit of history of Burris Optics, man. They're doing some big things, and I see you brought some products in. We're going to talk about a little bit about your products here.
Absolutely.
But give us a little bit of history of Burris Optics.
Well, Burris started in 1971 under Don Burris, who was working for Redfield at the time, and felt that he could do a better job at making the optics. And so he started his own company, and 99% of all the scopes today have his his designs in there. So he was the first one to come out with a 4x12 and a 6x18 rifle scopes. And so he just built it and unfortunately left this earth too early in 1987. And the name continues on, a great company. And it was purchased by Beretta Holdings in 2002. And so that's who we sort of report to at this point.
Perfect. And, and it is local, right? I mean, it's based out of Northern Colorado. And that's what's amazing. I mean, this is just what we have based here in Northern Colorado. And to have Burris Company located right here, that's huge. Because I see you guys everywhere. I mean, I can go to Shields and see Burris Optics at Shields.
Oh, yeah. We're in all the Shields stores, and they're actually expanding in a couple new states. And we're in 1,800 doors throughout the United States.
Wow, 1,800. Yeah. And you're going to keep growing, I'm sure. And
that's what we want.
You as national sales manager, I have no doubt, brother. I have no doubt that
you're
going to get
there. Looking for number one. Coming for you.
Exactly. We talked a little bit about the, what was that, the Verocity PH the last time you were in here. And you mentioned something before we went on air that was pretty amazing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Verocity PH is our new rifle scope in the Verocity line. But what is unique about it, it brings the new technology into a scope. So it's a scope that uses ballistic data that you put into your Burris Connect app and then download it into your scope via Bluetooth. And then you have a heads-up display. So to give you an idea, you're out hunting an elk. And an elk, you range find, and it's 500 yards away. You just dial your turret, elevation turret, to where it reads 500 yards inside the scope, and it does all the ballistic calculations
for
you.
It'll adjust for you. Adjust your peak, everything for you.
Absolutely.
This thing is amazing. Tell us, the price point is what I want to get to, because that's what's amazing about this thing.
Yeah. So the MSRP is $12.99 on this, but it actually probably is selling more around the $9.99 level.
Wow.
In most stores. Our initial estimates for the year for sales, we've already exceeded that. And so we're actually ordering more from our plant. So
they're
ramping them up.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good thing. That's a good thing right now, especially, you know, right now turkey season's going on. And then you get into fishing season, of course, and then you get into hunting season.
Oh, yeah,
and
that's where ready.
You got to be ready, definitely. BallisticMagazine.com tested the scope. And they said that the Verocity PH comprises one seriously impressive optic. And they said for the price that you have, this is one steal right here. It's almost like they don't want you to change the price point. Just leave it where it is because it's such a perfect unit. You don't want to mess around with it.
Well, we're not going to. I mean, it's going to remain at this price all year. Of course, you never know what inflation is going to do into the models next year.
Right.
But we'll be at the same price all year long.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yep. And tell us a little bit about some of your other products that you guys have. I know we were talking archery. Mike had brought up archery. And tell us a little bit about those scopes and what they consist of.
Sure. So we have – so in the archery line, we've had these products actually for a little bit. So the Oracle 2 or the Oracle X. So the Oracle 2 is actually a bow sight that has a rangefinder on it. It adjusts your pin placement based upon the yardage that determines. And the Oracle X is for a crossbow. And it's somewhat of a scope. It does range finding, and it adjusts your aiming point as well. It's pretty revolutionary technology. All of that really stems from the Eliminator platform.
Five laser scope.
That one.
Yes. That is an amazing scope right there. Can you give us a little bit of information on that one?
Yeah. So we're in our third generation of that. And so that Eliminator 5, it is a rifle scope. It range finds. It does all the ballistic calculations for you. And again, that's been our flagship for the last probably 7 years. And it just has all the technology, and now we're starting to put it into other areas. Believe it or not, we've had the laser rangefinder inside the Eliminator 5 for all these years, but we just came out with a brand new line of laser rangefinder handhelds and binoculars.
Right, so, and that was the other thing I was going to bring up, too. This Eliminator 5 is one of the most innovative that I've seen, and it impresses me the most. Tell us about the thermal optics. So that's a whole new level right there.
Yeah.
I watched some of the videos on your website about the thermal optics. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The graphics and the detail.
Well, you know I'm pretty old, and I've been around shooting all my life, and actually had the opportunity just a couple of months ago to do thermal hunting for the first time. And this sector of optics is probably the fastest growing.
Right.
Because the price point's coming down, and technology is getting better. But it allows you to – I'll just share my experience.
Yes, so definitely. Where were you guys at?
We were in Kansas.
Okay.
And doing some coyote hunting out there, and we set up our rifles. So the way that we sighted them in, we actually sighted them in daytime, and you use a hand warmer on a target so it picks it up inside the thermal scope because it's hot.
Right.
And we sighted it in, then went out that night, and, man, you could see everything up to about 500 yards.
Wow.
Now – shooting something with thermal is a little bit different because it takes a little while to get your bearings on it. So usually you want to stay about 150 yards and in on your shots.
Were you able to call them in? Were you calling them in?
We were calling them in. Okay. Yep. Actually, within the first 5 minutes, we had one that went right up to the call, and it caught us all by surprise because we weren't ready.
Right.
And he
was like,
it ran away.
And what was the call? Was it a wounded animal? Was that the call?
They were doing like a sequence of different calls.
Okay.
But one of them was a wounded animal.
It's pretty
multiple.
Amazing, right?
Yeah,
it's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
The thermal optics, I mean, that's just, like I said, it's a whole new level. Tell our faithful right now how they can get their hands on Burris. I mean, I know you have different locations. We mentioned one, which Shields.
Right.
Shields is actually coming on next week. I'm excited to get them
on. Okay,
very
good.
We'll talk to them about your product as well.
Well, I mean, really all the sports stores around Northern Colorado, around the nation, carry our products. But, you know, if we look at Gerritsen's here in Greeley, they have our stuff. Shields, Sportsman's Warehouse, Liberty Arms, a lot of those will have everything you need.
And you do a lot of traveling too. I mean, you do.
Oh yeah.
You do trade shows, I would say, right? Is that kind of what it
yeah,
is?
Yeah, a lot of trade shows at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Vegas, I have one coming up in Indy. So it's fun to get out there, spread the word. I just spent all last week with our group in Kansas, Missouri, and Illinois traveling around. And
perfect.
Midway USA is one of our big vendors.
I bet you're just learning a ton.
Oh,
I bet you're learning a ton about guns, about scopes, about everything. The glass, the binoculars. I remember having these huge set of binoculars when we would go hunting. I mean, and now it's just pocket size. I mean, some of your glass that you have.
Yeah. I mean, you still have to have size in order to get light in there. Mm-hmm. That creates the best clarity. And, of course, the glass and the finishing product on the glass. But learning a lot. Been with Burris just over 4 months. It's a great company, and just looking at, you know, growing our line.
And that's what we want to do, folks. We want to just kind of support that local brand. And that's kind of, I love having you on, and I love getting you in here to talk about Burris products. And you know, we are a hunting and fishing show, and so it works right up there. Any other products that you think we should know about that you guys are coming out with?
I think, you pretty much covered the new and exciting ones. Of course, our normal line of scopes, the full field, the veracity, and for the beginner shooters, for the kids coming up, the drop time is a great scope to put on 22s or 5.56s. Allows them to get into our product under $200.
Perfect. Yeah. And that's what I'm talking about. That's the great thing about it, especially now with the economy the way it is.
Yeah.
You want to be around that good price point.
Yeah.
So,
and we want to teach the next generation about our sport.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, folks, you can go to burrisoptics.com, check out all their products right there. Jim, my friend, it was a pleasure speaking with you. I pray blessings over you and
you
Burris
well, bro.
Optics, brother.
Thank you
very, very much for coming on. Hey, stay tuned. Remember, folks, always, always support that local brand. You know, joining us next is Emmett Hogg with Lumpy Leadheads, all the way from Lincoln, Kansas. Don't touch that dial. You're listening to the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to HBT Power Hour. I'm your host, Coach Daniel Allman. I have the right lure to draw you in. You know, not only does Kennedy Dental care about the passion and vision of our youth, they also care about their dental health. At Kennedy Dental, they are committed to providing you and your loved ones with exceptional dental care in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. Located in Eaton, Colorado, Kennedy Dental is known to be the best dental care clinic in the area, and they can't wait to help you feel better today. Call Kennedy Dental at 970-454-3341. Exceeding expectation, one patient at a time. Joining us on the Bessler Homes hotline is Emmett Haug. Emmett, how are you doing? From Lumpy Leadheads, all the way from Lincoln, Kansas, the city of a dime with the heart of a dollar.
I'm doing good. How are you, Daniel?
I'm doing really good, brother. Nice to meet you. Thank you for joining us today, man.
My pleasure.
I'm excited to receive my zipper minnows I won last night.
I'm ready to ship them off to you.
Emmett had an auction last night on his Facebook page, which is called the Lumpy's Leadhead. So if you have Facebook, folks, I want you to stop what you're doing right now. Go to Facebook and look up Lumpy Leadheads. So he had an auction last night, and I'm telling you what you offer there on your Facebook page for your zipper minnows is pretty amazing, man. That's what made me want to get a hold of you, buddy. I love the way they look. They look like they're going to catch some fish.
I think they will. I've had nothing but good reviews from them. I haven't had to test them out too much here lately because it's been too cold out here in Kansas.
Yeah, I bet, man. How's the fishing in Lincoln, Kansas?
When the weather warms up, it's going to get hot.
Hey, you guys do any ice fishing out there?
Once in a great while, it gets thick enough for us to ice fish.
Gotcha. So you're just waiting for it to warm up so you can get out there.
Yes, sir.
Awesome, man.
Wednesday it was 70 degrees, but the wind was blowing 40 mile an hour, and it's been in the 30s and 40s since.
All right, so we're just going to pray for spring weather to hit your way, buddy. Talk to us about Lumpy Leadheads, man.
Well, I started it, actually started making the jig heads back about 20 years ago. My dad and I fished all the time, and we were seeing the prices of them, so I thought I'd buy a mold and see what happened, and I started making them, and I started having friends ask me to make them for them, and they started paying me, and I just kind of slowly went a little bit, and then here just this last year, I picked up the soft plastics, and I actually buy them from wholesalers and distribute them.
Gotcha. And you, so your main business is jig heads?
Yes, sir.
Perfect. And you make round heads with barbed collars, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I do a 16th, an 8th, and a quarter ounce. And I've got over 60 colors and color combinations that I do, so if anybody has a special color they want, it's no problem.
Awesome, man. And some of those colors, that's what attracted me when I was going through my Facebook page. Because I'm a, you know, obviously I have a lot of, you know, Facebook friends. And then, you know, you have a lot of, just other Facebook pages that you go on, especially fishing and hunting. And so when I saw your jig heads, I was like, oh, I got to get a hold of him. These are awesome. your round heads with no collar, that's a 1/16 and 1/8 that you sell. Describe your walleye heads for me.
The walleye heads, they're a little bit flatter head. I got them from 16th all the way up to 5/8 ounce. They're just, I don't know, they got a little bit more tapered head, so they don't catch in the rocks quite as easy.
Right.
Like if you're drifting and stuff.
Right, and walleye is huge out here. That's one of my favorite fishes. That's my favorite fish, I should say, that I fish for 99% of the time is walleye. So I'll be getting some of them for you. And the price, the price is pretty amazing on all those jigs. You're selling them at 25 cents a piece.
Yeah. Yep, for the round heads and the ball heads and the walleye heads, they're 25 cents a piece.
Awesome.
And I do make the pony heads.
Yep, I was just going to go over that with you. The pony heads with the spinner. Yep.
Yeah, and those are 50 cents a piece, and I can do 32nd up to 3/8, and I have four different styles of spinners I can put on them.
It's funny when I look at some of the comments on Facebook. A lot of the guys are like, send me a pack so I can try them because I'm going out fishing this week. It's like, I would love to. That's not how it works. You got to buy them and then go try them. But I'm sure you've tested. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you've been in it long enough. You've tested them. They work, guy. They work. So trust me on that.
Oh, they work.
I read that you use black sickle hooks on all your jig heads.
Yes, sir. Unless somebody else, unless somebody wants something special, that's what I use on the quarter, eighth, and 16th, and 32nd. Now on the 3/8 and the bigger walleye heads and the bigger the 3/8 pony head, I use a 2/0 VMC Barbarian hook.
Right, that's what I saw. I saw that on your football heads. Yeah. Those are awesome too. I love those for bass. I love using those for bass, and you're selling those at 35 cents a piece, which isn't bad at all.
Yeah, and I've got a guy out in Tennessee. His name is Caleb Cooper. He's going to be tying me some of my jig heads. He's going to tie them, and we're going to sell them for $4.50 a jig.
Perfect. That's a good price point too. I love that. Now, some of the different colors on your zipper minnows. You have 2-inch and 3-inch, and you offer about 25 different colors. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. So, we have 25, and I'm actually coming up with my own signature series with them.
I saw that, man. We'll talk about that here in a second, but I want to go over some of your names, man. The Green Martian. That right there is pretty amazing, man. I definitely want to get all of these colors sent to me so I can have them in my shop. The Green Martian's a good one, and then the Natural Minnow, that blue with that. Is that blue with silver?
It's more of a light blue white on the bottom.
That's a great color too, right there. And then the lime green, obviously, that's a great color, kind of a chartreuse with a little bit of yellow belly on it.
Yep.
And then snake bite. Wow, talk about a lure right there.
The black and chartreuse. You bet.
Go ahead.
More of a green, but I call it chartreuse. It's killer out here for crappie.
It is, and that's specifically what I was going to say. For crappie, this would be a great lure right here. Soft plastic. The thumb candy is another good one as well.
Yep, that one's kind of a light orangish color with red flakes in it.
Yep, and so your pricing for 2-inch, which isn't bad. I mean, you're looking at 25. You can get a 25 count bags for $100, free shipping.
Yes, yes, sir.
Great price, man. The Guido, buddy. Explain the Guido.
Guido. Unfortunately, I know you're from out in Colorado, and I'm from Kansas City. That's Raiders color. So.
It is Raiders. but you know, you know what? It would look really good. It's black, because black right now would be really good for walleye, for panfish, for crappie, for trout. Even this color right here would be really good for trout here in Colorado. The crappie snot. Buddy, explain that.
That one's kind of it's kind of a lightish purple on top, kind of a lavender type color, and chartreuse on the bottom. I've always had good luck with lighter purples and chartreuse.
That's a pretty color right there. Folks, I'm telling you, you got to go to his Facebook page. I know you're working on a website, correct, to get the website going, because I'm telling you what, this isn't going to be the last time you're going to be on air with me. I want to bring you back on just because I want to push your product, because I think you have a great product. Your jig heads and what you offer in soft plastics, I want to keep you going, man. I want to see if your business can boom.
I really appreciate it. Yeah, we're working on the website. I'm not tech savvy enough to get it completely going, but I've got people working on it, and it'll be hopefully just be lumpysleadheads.com, and it, on the end of leadheads, it's a Z, not an S.
A Z, that's right. Lumpies, and then it's apostrophe S, so Lumpies Leadheads. You can find him on Facebook. If you go to Facebook, he's on Facebook, and you can see every color that he has available, the jig heads, the football jigs. You guys, I mean, you offer a lot, and that's what I love about it. And the nice thing about it is anything over $100 ships for free.
Yes, sir. Yep. And we're going to be adding products right along. I try and help out the smaller guys, you know, the individuals that are making their own baits. I'm pushing their stuff off of my site too, so that way, you know, they can they can make money, I can make money, we all can catch fish.
And that's it, man. That's spreading the love and helping the small business grow, and that's what it's about. And that's what I fastened this show on, that, the small business and helping them grow. So I really appreciate you coming on. I know that, you, like I said, you're going to have a website up and running. For now, you can message or email Emmett at lumpysleadheads@gmail.com to order. He also takes Venmo, PayPal, Cash App, credit cards, and debit cards. Is that correct, Emmett?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. Go ahead.
A lot of people worry about the credit cards. I send a secure link so they can put their number in, and I won't ever see their number. Makes me feel safer.
Amen. Amen to that. And that's what I love, man. I love that you're doing honest business, and I think people are going to order from you when they hear that. Emmett, thank you very, very much for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Look forward to talking to you again.
Oh, we're gonna come back on, man. I pray blessings over you and Lumpy Leadheads, buddy. I can't wait to get my zipper minnows.
All right, I appreciate it. Yep, give me a holler when you can.
All right, buddy. Folks, please look up Lumpy Leadheads on Facebook and check out all the jig heads and his signature series, Zipper Minnow Colors, the first color, Kansas Sunrise. Be sure to check that out. I pray abundance of blessings over all my guests and our sponsors. And don't forget, fishing license expired at the end of the month. You can purchase your new fishing license now. If you didn't have one last year, the new license will be good from now until the end of March 2024. Remember, to have something you've never had, you have to do something you've never done. I'm Coach Daniel Alleman. Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with me. This is Hook and Bait and Tackle's Power Hour, live from the Yellow Fiber Studios. We are Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.